I'll put it this way. So let's say you're like, let's say you have two kids, right?
Wait. Let's start the podcast.
Okay. I figured we're just gonna use this as like a little intro, if anything.
I mean, we should start the podcast. Can we start it right now? Like right now.
Okay, cool. Right, yo, cool. What's going on, everybody? You say that.
Go ahead. You good?
Yo, what's going on, everybody? You checking out? It's Spence from the Highly Advised Podcast. This is episode, I believe, 107. Yes. We're back here again. I can't even remember how many times we've been around the sun at this point. It seems like it's been almost 3 years. Of course, I wish my brother was here as well. We got one half of the dynamic duo, Hill Jackson, otherwise known as Relaxin' Jackson. Of course, you know who I am. If you don't know the voice, of course you remember the face. And if you don't remember the face, you know the voice sounds familiar. So nobody other than Spence, aka St. Kitch. You know what I'm saying? My other brother, he's not here, unfortunately. The tribal chief. He has a litany of names, but we're not even going to go through all of them. You know what I'm saying? He's a wrecking ball. He's a chain with a wrecking ball attached, if I must. But he's unfortunately not here. Our brother Lau, he's not here right now. The fade man, the fade god, you know what I'm saying? The base god, whatever you want to call him. Just know he's out here conquering the world. He's actually looking to get another championship right now. He's body slamming. He's body slamming. He's throwing people from the third story floor. Okay. Just crazy.
Well, you know, when he comes back and we see him, hopefully he will have another belt, to his name. I know that it's a crazy thing when you're living the type of lifestyle he is. I know he has a lot of, priorities and responsibilities, and, you know, chasing gold is one of them, if not the...
Yeah, it might be the purpose. It might be one of the purposes for him at this point. He's taking pizza from everybody. It's like real, real different type of dude, man. It's like RKO, Stone Cold Stunners, Rock Bottoms, Pedigrees. He's in a different world of his own, man. Straight off the top turnbuckle, if I must say.
You know, that reminds me of, you know, Bill Russell. He recently passed away. RIP to Bill Russell. I know a lot of people were talking about that online. Me personally, I don't really know much about him other than him kind of being one of the civil rights activists in the NBA at his point in time. But other than that, I don't really know much about his career. So definitely RIP to him.
Yeah, definitely rest in peace to Bill Russell. Legend in the sport. Just a few things about him. He has, for you, Nigel, and anybody else that may be listening, not familiar, Bill Russell, he was like one of the key players for the Celtics back in the day. I believe this was like in the 60s or 70s. He ended up winning like 11 championships. He may have the most championships.
I think so.
Yeah, and I believe out of those 11, a few of those championships came while he was actually the player and the coach for the team. So like he was a dynamic person during his time playing the sport. Of course, and then of course you add in the things he did outside of the court as well. We lost someone that was a pillar, at some point in the community, or just a pillar in the community in general. It's unfortunate. But rest in peace to Bill Russell. Send the condolences to his family as well, his loved ones, and family, friends, because I'm quite sure with how long his career was, it's. A lot of people are definitely mourning his loss, his death as well.
Yeah, man, it's a little unfortunate, and it's always sad when we have legends of the sport pass away. You know, it's never a happy thing.
Yeah, it's never a happy thing, man, and that's a never a happy thing. And even outside of just the guys that retire, that end up making it past retirement and passing away, I think another thing we often say. From a fan perspective is we hate seeing legends pass away from the sport, but also we hate seeing like some athletes that we favor action of possibly leaving the sport or being suspended from the sport potentially. Kind of reminds me of Deshaun Watson to some extent.
Yeah. Like, Deshaun Watson getting in trouble with those masseuses, I would say is an interesting case, and it's getting more interesting by the day. And it's so Deshaun Watson was actually sentenced by the arbitrator, if I'm not mistaken, the third party person, to have 6 games because of the language that the NFL uses in their sexual assault cases, which if you look in the past, they've had other sexual assault cases and those people also got 6 games, right? However, the NFL deems this as more egregious than those cases. So they're trying to get him suspended for 10 games. It's not a whole season. They essentially said, hey, look, we're giving this case to somebody on the outside. Somebody outside said, hey, this is what I want. NFL took that and they said, we don't know if we like that or not. We want a little bit more. And now they're giving it to somebody else. Now, obviously, Deshaun Watson, there's a lot working against him in this case, you know, and if any of it's true, then it is what it is. But it's kind of an interesting case for the NFL to put themselves in.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. This is this definitely seems like an interesting one. I do know, like, I had a chance to read up on this a little bit, and I did see where initially, like, that 6-game suspension, it was uplifted. They were pulling that back. And I think from what I'm hearing, ideally now they want to at least do a year suspension with him. I'm curious to see where this goes, especially for the NFL, because from what I'm hearing and even what I read, like, because of so many of the allegations, I think it's like 23 girls there. They may actually escalate this to like a federal, I think federal, like the Supreme Court, probably one of the same or one of those, I believe. So
with the NFL having so many cases where the people are either like scheming money away from the organizations or covering up things or, you know, going and doing things that they shouldn't be doing. There's just a lot of things that people are getting in trouble for in the NFL right now with the owners, especially. I'm not sure if you heard about this, but Stephen Ross last week got suspended for like a couple months and fined like $1 million. And also they took away a couple draft picks from them because he was essentially plotting to have them tank for, you know, draft picks. Positions.
What?
Yeah.
Nah, I did not hear about this.
Right. Yeah. And so they have a lot of stuff going on right now, and this is just one of them.
See, I mean, listen, man, at some point when you make your bid up, you have to pull back the covers at some point.
That's crazy. That's a crazy one. Say that again for our listeners so they can hear that.
Yeah. You know, well, sometimes when you got to make your bid up, sometimes you got to pull the covers back, man.
Come on now. listen to knowledge when you hear it.
Yo, listen, man. it's crazy, man. It's one of those things at this point where I don't know. I really don't know what to say. When you have so many different things happening, it's kind of like the house of cards to some extent, where it's so many working parts and it's like a bad game of Jenga. All it takes is one block to get knocked off. But I mean, it's hopefully in the long run, it hopefully betters the sport, at least betters the sport, or at least gives a lesson to other athletes, and coaches, of course. But all I'll say is this: in terms of like that whole tanking, I feel like a lot of teams have done that for years, and it's just
go ahead.
I feel like a lot of teams have done this for years, and they've just probably been a little bit more strategic in the way that it goes. Because I mean, we have seen interviews from athletes or like the spouses of athletes where it's like, oh, this person was told, oh no, you can't throw over there. We can't win, or we're not allowed to win, or X, Y, and Z. So there's a history of some of that just across sports in general, not just the NFL. But
here's my question, right? If you knew somebody like might get caught doing that, shouldn't you try your best to stop them, since that's not the goal, or that shouldn't be the goal of a team to be the worst?
Look, man. I don't know about you, but I've done plenty of job applications before. And when I've seen this scenario on the job application, I'm going to tell you what I would say on the application. I'm going to tell somebody, we got to get this fixed, man. Like, this is not the way the game goes.
I'm just saying, like, I understand why people would do it and have all the sense of incentive to do it. Maybe they need to fix the way they do that so people don't want to be the last and get the best draft picks.
Yeah, I mean, it's, listen, man, it's, I think in these situations, it's just not a, this is just another way of encouraging people not to perform bad behavior. Cause it's, this is like, this is one of those tricky situations, not tricky, but cause it's kind of cut and dry in terms of what you should be doing, but it's a tricky situation for a lot of, for, well, it can be a tricky situation just because we know how it works for many.
So it's interesting because with that happening in the news, we also had Brittany Griner in her situation across, you know, the world. And she got sentenced to 9 whole years in a Russian prison for what she, you know, got caught for. And it definitely is unfortunate. I will say, at the least, it's definitely a little harsh. And, you know, you never want to wish anybody has any time in prison. So it's kind of crazy.
Nah, it definitely is. I think we all knew this was, something was going to come from this. I think we all knew something was going to come from this, and we all knew she was going to get sentenced more than likely.
Right.
Because there was like, it was kind of, well, we just knew there was going to be some type of sentencing. But it's kind of crazy that it is 9 years. I do agree, like, it may be a little excessive, but at the same time, I don't live in, that's the laws of that country.
Exactly.
So, like, and just in terms of, like, my opinion, well, not even opinion, just, like, stating the fact at the end of the day, that's the laws of, like, that country. But I don't know. Hopefully something changes from this for Brittany, because that's a long time, especially, you know, she was, like, the star. I think she was one of the star athletes for the Russian team, for the basketball team at, like, in this whole process, like, but
getting in trouble overseas is never a good thing. So, you know, definitely, hopefully she can at the least come back to the United States, you know, I guess hopefully sooner than 9 years. So we'll see. But
yeah,
somebody who should be going to prison is, what's her name? Spence, can you tell me, please?
Carolyn Dunham.
And tell me what she did. Or what she should be getting caught for.
Yeah. Well, I just know she was involved in the Emmett Till lynching.
Yes. Or
she was part of, she was not in terms of the lynching itself, but they're saying she was part, she's part of the one of the people that helped trigger it, from my understanding.
If I'm not mistaken, she was the woman that Emmett Till supposedly whistled at.
Oh, really?
Supposedly. I mean, you know, this is all supposed information.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I know there was a big stir about, because I had a chance to see some of this, just some of the headlines and articles about it. I know there was a big stir because this is like the first time she's been seen in 20 years by anybody. And apparently it's at this point, she's actually cancer stricken and in her last days and living in a hospice up in Kentucky. This is very interesting. This is just very interesting, definitely knowing, like, when we see some of the things that have happened in the past years, especially, I don't know, I guess, well, when I say that, I'm thinking of, like, some of the, like, the crimes that happened from World War II, for instance. Like, some of those people are still getting sentenced for the crimes they did back then. So I think even in that sense, I think the conversation that she was never able, that I think the questioning that she was never able to provide, I think that before she passes, I think this is like something that there needs to be like some case closed to some extent. I did read, though, she apparently there's some difference in the memoir versus whatever her story was at the time. They're saying there's some difference between the story and her memoirs compared to at the time of this event. Like, it's kind of sick, but.
Oh, I guess we'll have to get further into that, because I'm not sure exactly as to what she said, but I think at this point in time, even though it is unfortunate that she's sick in her latter years of life, she probably is also guilty for Emmett Till losing his life, or could be. So I think that the proper thing to do would be to at least figure out what the situation is fully. I mean, I'm not sure if they're going to send an 88-year-old woman in jail, but, you know, it would be nice to know clearer, or maybe at least try to figure out some type of closure, like you were saying.
Yeah, I mean, I think in this situation, I'm not necessarily sure. Like I said, I'm not informed enough to say what exactly her role was in the Emmett Till situation in totality. But I do believe, like, whatever that next step should have been in terms of, like, whether it would have been her questioning or getting a second statement from her, or whatever the next step should have been, I think she's still alive. So I think they, if possible, I think they should proceed with that. I mean, if this is, I think just, I'll just leave it at that. I think we need to, hopefully, if there's some due process that needs to happen, hopefully they're able to have it. If not, I mean, only thing you can do is hope for the best. But
exactly. That's it.
Yeah. Yeah. Similar to like what people right now are hoping for with this whole new outbreak.
I've definitely seen all of the stuff from this outbreak of the monkeypox.
Yeah, listeners, not sure if you guys have seen, but there's been a huge outbreak. Not a huge outbreak. Well, there's been a large outbreak at this point across the country with monkeypox. This is very reminiscent of the conversation we had about probably around, what, episode one or episode two?
Yeah.
When COVID had just hit, when we're like, oh, this is going to, oh, we'll be back outside in like 2 weeks. Little did we know.
Man, I really hope that this is not like that, because monkeypox looks nowhere near as friendly. I don't even want to say that. Monkeypox visually is not something I would like to see a lot of people have, the way COVID has attacked a lot of people. I don't want that near me. I'm good without that. And if there's any way that they can help that, I hope that they can do that sooner than later.
I know they have a, what you call them at this point. There is a vaccine that's going around. I believe there's, I'm not sure how many, I can't give you the exact number, but I know there was maybe less than 1 million vaccines that were picked up from certain states and certain states so far with this. This is not some, I think after what we went through with COVID, I think more people are taking more precaution than before. I'm not sure about you, but since this outbreak, even going out now, I'm starting to see more people putting their masks back on.
Yep. I have a feeling there's only a matter of time before they say, hey, look, just have your mask on.
Yeah. I mean, hey, you see with California, it's a state of, I believe they went into a state of emergency because of the outbreak, right?
Yeah, but I'm not sure if that's going to be an effect of monkeypox. I don't even know how that's transmitted or whatever the case is would be for that, you know?
Yeah. Well, I did see something before that kind of explained it. Like, it has something to do with, like it's not even necessarily a body fluid. I think one is body fluid, but, like, there's, like, this – I'll have to send you the chart that I saw that kind of said, like, okay, if everybody is fully clothed, the probability is low. But let's say you don't have your shirt on and you're sweating, you have a higher probability, a higher risk of getting it. Or at least this is like something I had seen. This is a little bit earlier on in this wave of monkeypox. So as we all know, information changes by the second when it comes to these type of situations. So what could have been what may have been at that time may have changed by the time your listeners hear this. Yeah. Well, by the time listeners hear this, man, it's like, what's your thoughts on this though?
My thoughts are, I like to stay as healthy as I can be. And, you know, it's unfortunate that people are getting sick like this, but it seems like it's something that we can't avoid for the moment, or it's just a lot of people are getting hit with it. So I wish them nothing but health. And, you know, I hope that people can start to stay healthy. Unfortunately, I know that somebody else, like another rapper from California, was unfortunately murdered. And, you know, definitely I wish his family has, I pay his family respect, unfortunately, for him passing away.
Yeah. Southeast Stockton rapper Slobee, he was shot and killed. I believe it was Thursday morning, August 3rd or 4th. He was shot and killed in the morning. I'm not quite sure exactly what led up to it at this point, but yeah, it's unfortunate, especially with him being an artist that was on the rise out in his area, especially if you follow social media, especially Thizzler. He was a reoccurring guest and he was kind of, his stock was rising to some extent, but it's kind of sad, man. It's kind of sad. Like a lot of death is going around. A lot of disease is, man, all you can do is hope for the best, man. Rest in peace to Slowby. Condolences to his family, friends, fans, all those involved. Like it's kind of sad, man. It's not kind of, it just is sad.
I wasn't familiar with Slowby or his music, but it's just unfortunate because I know that there's been a few rappers who have been killed or murdered or, you know, unfortunately passed away. And it just seems to be a recurring theme that, you know, us other podcasts have to say that another rapper has passed away at a young age. So it's just very sad.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Like, don't get me wrong. Like when we brought up Bill Russell, it was upsetting to say like that he had passed, but he at least got to live 88 years of life. Like Slowby, I'm quite sure Slowby was no older than 30, probably no older than 35 max, which I think he's probably in his 20s, to be honest with you. So it's a real sad situation, man. He died. He was 29. He was actually 29 when he passed. It's kind of sad, man.
Well, moving on from that unfortunate situation, were you able to listen to any new music recently?
Yeah, man. I'm not sure if you saw, but Benny the Butcher, he recently put out that they're actually putting out an album for DJ Shay. And one of the first songs that came out from that, from my understanding, is Times Is Rough.
Did you listen to it?
Yes. I think it was a pretty good song for the most part. I wasn't the biggest fan of the beat overall. But to me overall, it wasn't a bad song. It's not like the out of what I like from Benny overall, and which I think is why we mostly listen to most of the songs. I've heard better, but it wasn't too bad. I will be listening to the project when it comes out. How about yourself?
I liked it. I thought it was cool. I mean, like you, it's not necessarily my favorite song ever, but I thought it was a cool song. You know, I mean, it's a single, so I don't really want to judge it too harshly in comparison to the whole project.
Instead of when we get more songs, I think it's once the whole project comes out, we'll be able to kind of put things together. Like, you know how we've heard things before. A single may not hit the same, but once you put it on an album, it may be sequenced just perfectly where it's like, oh, this sounds even better than before. So
exactly.
Yeah. Anything, was there anything else that came out that you may have listened to?
So believe it or not, I've listened to a few different projects recently.
Really? And
yeah. So, you know, my brother, shout out to my brother. He told me to listen to the Curse of the Inevitable 2 by Lloyd Banks. I was checking that out. I thought it was pretty good. You know, I'm not sure if I like it more than the first one, but I thought it was, you know, it sounds solid from what I'm listening to so far. Domo Genesis came out with a project called Intros, Outros, and Interludes, fully produced by Evidence, and I like that. I thought that sounds pretty nice. And you know, recently Jay Worthy and Harry Fraud came out with a project called You Take the Credit, We'll Take the Check.
Really?
Yes.
Well, what do you think about that project?
I liked it. I thought it was good. I'm not necessarily, you know, the biggest listener of Jay Worthy, but I thought that this project so far, from what I heard, because I haven't listened to all of it yet, I like it. Harry Fraud's production, I like it. This is more of what I expected Two Peas in the Pod to be, or just a little bit more rapping than the West Coast style. You know the one that I'm talking about that they like to do.
Yeah.
And overall, I like the rapping on here. Yeah, you already know.
I was washing my car and I was feeling good today. The sun was shining. Beautiful place. It's like, then I took my car to the challenge. Had to get the oil change. Took my car to the challenge. Got the oil change so I'm balanced. Got the oil change and the tires are balanced.
Like, yeah, that's their shit too, man. Like, it's kind of funny to a certain degree, but like, you should listen to it. Give it a chance.
I'll check it out, man. I'll check it out. I put it like this. Like I always say, especially when it comes to artists like, well, just those type of artists, especially out of the West Coast with that type of style. It reminds me of Dom Kennedy, early Dom Kennedy, Yellow Tape. Well, Yellow Album, not Yellow Tape. Yellow Album, Dom, that style. So it's like, even back then, that was Dom Kennedy style. It's like, I took my car to the shop. I went in the store and left that running. Don't mess with sloppy girls because you could get something. It's like, but I don't know. I'll have to check it out, though. I'll definitely check it out. It sounded like there was a couple good artists that came out, especially when you're seeing, you said Damo Genesis. I'll have to check his
Damo Genesis and Evidence. I actually posted some of their music to our page recently. Listeners, if you didn't know, we post music to our Instagram page that we're listening to, you know, some, you know, just some things that we're listening to here and there.
Yeah, exactly. There's a couple of different things. Speaking of that, right?
What up?
Out of new music that came out, there was one album I meant to ask you, did you listen to? Well, okay. There's two albums that came out. I haven't listened to one of them. Did you listen to Curtain Call 2 by Eminem?
I did not. Did you?
I played it.
Oh, yeah?
I played the song.
Okay.
I pressed play on it. I pressed play on the album.
Well, what did you think after you pressed play?
Listen, man. You ever heard that song by Deborah Cox? How did I get here?
Oh, my mom used to play the shit out of that song.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, yeah. It's kind of insane, man. Like, for real.
Yo, and that was like a popular song when it came out. So
yes, and I was hearing it on the radio at home in the morning before bed and during dinner. Like, there was never a bad song. Never a bad time to hear a song that my mom liked. There was not.
Yo, listen, man. But that's the beauty of like childhood, man. Like in hindsight, especially being like a fan of music, it gives you like those interesting pockets of like, I would have never guessed like you were familiar with that song like that.
Like, oh, I'm very familiar with it. Yeah. As a matter of fact, yeah.
It's like every day I wake up, I'm always asking, how did I get here? I just wake up and I'm like, how did I get here, man?
Yeah, you weren't supposed to be here. You know what I mean?
Nah, that's a listen, man. When I checked the new music, that's exactly what I said. It's like, you're not even supposed to be here right now. This album isn't even supposed to be here, man.
But, speaking of people who weren't supposed to be in certain places.
Go ahead.
You got more new music? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I was gonna ask you one last person. What's up? Did you listen to the last Slamito?
No.
by NBA Youngboy.
Oh, that's the name of his project. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
No. The last Slamito. No, I didn't know that. You know, honestly, I'm not really the person to listen to his project. I just find that I'm not the biggest fan of his music. And I don't want to be like a hater or anything like that, but I don't think it's for me.
You know what? And I respect that. I definitely respect that because there's some of this music. It's just not for me either, man. Yeah. Just not for me either. I played it once, but I need to go listen to it again. The Staying Alive with Drake and DJ Khaled also.
That's right. So,
but yeah, man, everything doesn't click the same. Some music doesn't click the same as others. Man. So, but yeah,
Big Cozy, Too Cozy would be sure to say. But as I was saying before, you know, things that didn't click, things that, you know, weren't the same. Was, you know, we got a little bit of a story, and I don't know necessarily the full background of it, but, you know, people were in the studio, they're talking, and, you know, all of a sudden, you know, Tupac was in the studio. He was, you know, recording diss tracks and whatever. He was like, yo, man, we about to do this, you know, fuck bad boy shit, da 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 da. He was like, Mike, you know, Michael Jackson.
He's Mike, like, Michael Jackson.
He was like, look, man, I need you to really get on the hook of this. This will really cement this beef. Like, nobody has done anything like this before. And he's like, you know, Pac, I respect you, but my loyalty to Biggie is just too strong, and I cannot do that.
That sounds crazy.
He said that.
That sounds crazy. Listeners, if you don't know what, not if you're not familiar with what Nas was talking about, it was from a in a Vlad interview recently with Spice One. where I forget, and even myself, I forget the artist that they were proclaiming said this, but pretty much Pac and Michael Jackson turning down to do a song with Tupac because he was loyal to Biggie.
There you go. Come on now.
Who would have thunk it? Who would have thought it? Like,
come on. What would he look like going against Biggie? Tell me that.
Remind you, this is like after Thriller. This is like 1999. This we're talking like 1994. This is when he's doing like the joint with Eddie Murphy in the video. Like, come on, man. I'm not gonna lie to you. When I heard that story, I was like, this sounds so unbelievable. Like,
I believe Michael Jackson at heart. So he wasn't trying to go against Biggie like that. That's what I believe.
Like, come on, man. Let's not make it sound like Mike was scared or something. Like, yo, man, listen, I would love to do the song with you, Pac, but I'm saying Big, you know what I mean? That's my man's. You my man's too, but you know what I'm saying? It's an East Side thing, you know what I mean?
I was just hanging out with Faith. We about to do a song together, you know what I mean? I can't do that at a Biggie. I can't do that at a Big.
Yeah, that's when you gotta also remind yourself, like, this is when Bad Boy was hot. This is when Bad Boy was hot. So he had Puff probably had a bunch of the writers and the singers at that time. He probably said, Mike, listen, Mike probably said, you know, Pac, you're cool. I rock with you. But all the slaps, all these slaps I'm about to give, my man's big. I got to stay cool. I'm Bad Boy for life, man. Like, that's crazy. That's just the last thing I would have ever expected to hear. Like, one, granted, it to me, I feel like this ties more into that picture that's so famous with Michael Jackson on stage with Jay-Z and the rest of Rockefeller. And he has and I think Jay-Z has the straightest face in the whole thing. Like, clearly there's like, clearly this, like, Michael Jackson must have been like a huge fan. Like a huge fan of like
rap.
Yeah, like a rap music just in general, especially Big. Like, I'm not sure if you saw also, just speaking on Michael Jackson, apparently there's a song, like one of his older songs from like, I think his Invincible album that like came out like in the early 2000s. Apparently now it's like, it started because of TikTok, it's starting to become like this big song again.
Oh shit. Yeah, Michael Jackson is a fuck. He's, to me, it doesn't get better than Michael fucking Jackson. You know what I mean? That's just my opinion, but it's just my opinion.
Yeah. Listen, man, I'm not mad at it. Granted, like, we have, like, I think in our generation, there's two people that you can only compare Michael Jackson to. And it's really one, if we're talking everything, well, in terms of all that encompasses, is probably Beyonce. The only other person I would say is probably Chris Brown. But I mean, some things go without being said. So I think we all kind of have an idea as to like that whole thing. But
right. Well, do you have anything else for the listeners?
What I do have to say to listeners, if you could do us, not, well, it's not even if you could.
Yeah, no, you can. You definitely damn sure can do it for us.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't get it fucking twisted, dude.
Still Jackson from the Holly Vibes podcast. Still Jackson from the Holly Vibes podcast. That is Hill Jackson from the Holly Vibes podcast. What I need y'all to do, the listeners, need you to go smash. How do they say it in the YouTube videos? I need you to go smash that like button. I need you to go on YouTube, like Holly Advised, type in Holly Advised Podcast. Follow us on YouTube. If you're talking about Instagram, go look us up at Holly Advised Podcast. If you're talking about Twitter, it's Advised Holly. I want you guys to go out here into our social medias. Follow us. If whatever platform you're listening to this on, follow it. Subscribe. Like, comment, subscribe. Like, comment, subscribe. Like, comment, subscribe. Like, comment, subscribe. All in that order. All in that order. Like, or whatever rocks your boat at the end of the day. Like, or as Hassan would say, rock your snot box. But like, yeah, like, I don't really have much to say outside of that. Like, go like, follow us, like, comment, and subscribe. Outside of that, I would just say drink your water. Stay safe out here. Reminiscing to what we did for episode one or two of this podcast. Wear your gloves. Stay safe. Monkeypox is on the rise, and we don't want problems with those guys. Anybody bad? Michael Jackson, if he was here, he would get the reference.
To me, you know, I definitely will be staying inside if people start getting monkeypox. Like, you can't make me do shit if people are catching monkeypox around me. But with that being said, listeners, you've been highly advised. Do everything Spence said, or else we are on the way to your house to break your neck. Maybe me.
That's Hill Jackson from the Holly Advised podcast. Like,
you've been highly advised, listeners. We'll see you next week.
You've been highly advised.